This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Sunday announced an agreement on a framework for potential gun safety legislation. The agreement includes support for state red flag laws, tougher background checks for firearms buyers under 21, and a crackdown on a practice called straw purchases. But other limits Democrats and President Joe Biden had advocated, such as raising the age for buying semi-automatic rifles to 21 or new limits on assault-style rifles, were not included in the deal. 10 Republicans signaled their support for the preliminary deal, indicating the measure could potentially overcome the chamber's filibuster rule and overcome roadblocks by other Republicans who oppose most gun control measures and advance to a vote on final passage. The potential deal follows a series of high-profile mass shootings in the United States, including a school in Uvalde, Texas last month that killed 19 young children, and another one also at a Buffalo, New York supermarket that killed 10 black residents. Police arrested 31 members of the U.S. white supremacist group Patriot Front near a gay pride event in the northwest state of Idaho Saturday and charged them with conspiracy to riot. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White says the 31 men were packed into the back of a U-Haul along with detailed plans and riot gear, including at least one smoke grenade, multiple shin guards, and other shields. The men, who came from at least 11 different states, were wearing khakis along with shirts and hats with the Patriot Front identification and covering their faces and heads with white balaclavas, which is like a ski mask. Police say they were not only going to riot at the Pride Parade, but in several downtown areas. The chief says they were tipped off by a